Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live from Austin, Texas. And I understand that we have been receiving a sea of emails and questions from our coaches and directly from our clients because they are confused about the nature of a show we did a few days ago with regards to basically a real estate market correction. A lot of you guys are frustrated, you're confused. Tim and Julie, you were telling me this is the best market forever, and now you're telling me basically the market's going to come to a screeching halt. That's what a lot of you guys and how a lot of you perceive the radio show we did the other day. So what Julie and I are going to do is we're going to slightly unring the bell, and we're going to cut through a lot of the malaise and the confusion, and we're going to make it so that hopefully today, but if not today, tomorrow and the following day, you will have an absolutely crystal clear understanding basically, you know, in essence, what we're expecting to have happen and how you can maximize your potential for extreme success during any kind of economic reset. So the most important thing you have to understand is the fact that you guys can make money no matter what direction the market is headed. And a recession or an economic reset or a depression or a whatever doesn't necessarily have to have a bad or an adverse effect on you, provided you're taking the right steps now in preparation for that. And so you do have time, and it is inevitable that there will be a recession. It is almost it guaranteed that it's going to happen sometime in the next 12 to 18 months, if not sooner, as in we're already in one, and you don't need to live in fear. And Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. Looking forward to kind of clearing the air and also giving them some instruction and direction and education and motivation as to what they should and could be thinking right now and what moves they need to be making so that they are planning for the worst but hoping for the best.
And so, Julie, I was looking at your notes. If we can kind of cut through the beginning part and kind of go through there faster, that would be better, because I know these guys want more information. And, you know, I mean, if we can just summarize that really quick, maybe under 2 points, that would be ideal, because we got to get to the heart of it so these guys can really have
and I also have a great email from Nashville that I wanted to give a shout out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So here's what we're going to do, guys. On today's podcast, tomorrow's, and probably Wednesday's, we're going to tell you exactly what we do to figure out what's happening in the not just the real estate market, but the economy on a whole. Nobody, and I do mean this with all sincerity, nobody has a crystal ball. But we kind of do, and you kind of do too, especially with regards to housing. We're going to tell you not only how to read your crystal ball, but we're going to tell you how to find your crystal ball, and that is our goal. So, Julie, that email from that Nashville agent, get ready to read that. But here's the thing to remember, guys. A lot of you, you know, it's interesting. I bet you 50%, if not more, were not selling real estate through the last recession. And sometimes I forget that, so I apologize. So a lot of you guys don't know what to expect. And all you hear is all the hardship and all the, you know, blood on the streets that happened during the last one. You maybe, you know, a lot of you have never actually experienced selling real estate during a time like that. Well, Julie and I have been through many times like this, and we can tell you that basically it's actually in many cases easier to thrive in a changing market than it is in this type of market. I know that's counterintuitive, and I know that we're in the industry where everybody has to, you know, have constant happy talk about home sales. I get that, and I understand that it's easier psychologically to, you know, be thinking positive, the market's always headed up, thoughts, than it is to say, you know, I'm going to look at the market on a whole, and I'm going to decide where I can be making strategic moves now so I can maximize my capacity and my ability to help other people and also make money. So you need to be thinking like a business owner and don't just be reactionary. Okay, so Julie, I think I just keyed you up for that email.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so first of all, this is a great email from Christopher Yates in Nashville. So any of you guys listening, if you have referrals coming and going from Nashville, Chris is your guy, so make sure you look him up. And we can always, if you call our office, we can always connect all of you guys. We don't charge anything. You guys do that for each other, so it's our pleasure to be helping you with referrals. Okay, so from Christopher, hi, Tim. I just got my real estate license about a week ago. So he's one of the ones you were referring to, Tim. I've been working on it since October, so congratulations, first of all, to Chris. My broker uses a different coaching program, but I found your podcast through my iPhone. I just listened to your podcast about the new housing market crash. I guess my question is, have you noticed anything going on in the Nashville market? Because it's been ridiculously strong, and that has me concerned since I started getting into real estate. I've been an electrician most of my life and decided to get into real estate because I wanted to make some good money. But it takes time to get into this market, and now I'm afraid I might have gotten in at the wrong time. Not sure that you can be much help out there, but if you have any opinions, I'd greatly appreciate them. Thank you so much, and I enjoy your show immensely. Okay.
Okay.
So back to you, Tim. That was from Chris in Nashville.
Well, that's like Chris. We chose Chris's email because we probably, I don't know, Julie, how many did you get? I probably got a couple dozen at least, where people, you know, from coaches and clients, and they're all sort of worrying about, you know, what am I supposed to do? But you can hear in Chris's email, right, nervousness. You can hear uncertainty. You can hear in Chris's email, read between, it's not difficult. He's thinking that the only time to be in real estate is when basically, you know, unicorns are pooping rainbows, right? That's his mindset. And I get it. Again, I get that's generally the mindset of most people in the real estate industry. But remember I was speaking earlier to the half of you that probably didn't sell through the past recession. Now I'm going to speak to those of you who did. Some of you guys discovered Julie and I, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And you know that we had prepared you back then for a recession. Now, did we know it's going to be as bad as it was? No, of course not. But we did prepare you. We started telling you guys what to do prior to the last economic, you know, crash. And that's what we're doing now, okay? And, yeah, I told you guys when we did the radio show a few days ago that we'd be catching a lot of arrows because it never is really the smartest thing in the world to be the first in when it comes to basically sharing bad news with people, you know, in this type of environment. But I'd rather basically be in integrity and tell you guys what we honestly think and feel is happening than I would essentially have you guys suffer any hardships. It is our sincerest desire, and those of you who have been with us for a long time, you guys know that we're authentic about this. It is our sincerest desire for you to be, you know, absolutely poised to take advantage of the opportunities that only come in a transitioning market like this. So those of you who have been with us for a long time and listened to us for a long time and heeded our advice and took action prior to the, you know, back basically in late 06, early 07, before everybody else knew what was going to happen, everybody before the news and the press and everyone else had figured out that the recession was coming and housing was going to crash. Those of you guys who were paying attention to us back then, you made a fortune. You did. Because you were in the spaces necessary ahead of time, ahead of the market, and you were perfectly positioned. You were almost anticipating with glee a market reset. Some of you guys are still in that. The smartest of you haven't let go of that market, and you're using that that knowledge that you obtained back then as one of your income-producing spokes and your lead generation spokes. And we're going to talk about how I've been able to actually get some really killer front-row information from those folks that are still involved in the distressed real estate. A lot of you guys, no matter how clear we try to make it on this radio show and the subsequent next two, are still going to feel confused. And so here's what I want you to do. For those of you who are feeling confused, I want you guys to go to, and you're listening, most of you are listening on your mobile devices. Scroll to the bottom. You're going to see a little form right there. We have created a simple, easy way for you to get ahead of the curve like all those people did back in 06 and 07. I want you to complete that simple form, and someone from our office is going to call you back. It'll be Casey. It'll be Sarah. It'll be somebody else. They're going to answer questions about the Real Estate Coaching Essentials coaching program. And the Real Estate Coaching Essentials program is including all the things that it's always had about building your real estate practice, but also, you know, building a team, adding lead generation, scripts, objection handlers, listing presentations, everything you could ever possibly need in your real estate business, but we're also enhancing it with what was before our specific distressed property stuff, short sales, REOs, things like that. So what we're doing is we're basically making Real Estate Coaching Essentials better, and we're not changing the price. So Real Estate Coaching Essentials, guys, for those of you who are, you know, serious about basically how to position yourself for the next market, is the smartest thing you can do, and we made it, you know, incredibly affordable. If you choose to use our student approval program, it's only $99 a month. There is no payment for the first 30 days. If you wanted to pay for the whole thing at once, it's $2,000. It's really a no-brainer program. By simply completing the form, we're going to give you those three books, Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate, The Real Estate Treasure Map. I think the other one was your 12-step lead generation plan. All those books you just get digitally, it's just for filling out that form, so that takes 2 seconds. Again, someone will call you back. Hopefully, they'll call you back, you know, within the next 15 minutes, but sometimes it'll be the next day. Make sure you take that call when they call you back. And not only do you get all the, you know, material I just told you about, but you also get a real live coach. You get a coaching call per month, and then you get a weekly semi-private coaching call hosted by usually Julie or one of our other coaches. So whatever is happening, whatever challenges you have in your transactions, whatever challenges you're having trying to get sellers to reduce prices, or you're trying to understand what this market gyration means in that, that's the reason we created this program, and we made it really, really affordable. So every single one of you, no matter where you are in your spectrum of experience, can essentially be perfectly positioned for whatever happens next. That's the reason that this Coaching Essentials program is there. Now it's up to you guys. Just complete that form. So, Julie, the topic of today, basically, the heart of the show today, tomorrow, and the next day, is trying to get these guys to understand the importance of how to go into their own markets and know exactly what's going on, essentially their own crystal balls, correct?
Yeah, well, it's to empower them, right? So I was just talking to some of our coaches, and we were talking about that any market is a great time to be making lots of money. If you have a real estate license today in any market, you have a license to be taking really great care of yourself and your family and to have some really significant goals. But knowing what's happening in your market gives you some specific extra power. It helps you recognize which lead sources are hot and which ones are not. It helps you advise your buyers and sellers so that you will get the best outcome, not just for them, but also for yourself, seeing as how you're not running a nonprofit organization. It helps you set expectations for negotiations and to know how to correctly price your listings, right? So it allows you to speak knowledgeably to both your buyers and sellers. And, you know, sometimes that's going to be a very different conversation depending on their exact neighborhood, right? So moving on to knowing the specifics, okay? How do you know? What are the things that they should be looking at to know what's happening in their market? Because what we hear from them is, you know, for example, out west in California, Bill Bird's market, typically hot, multiple offers, lots of things going on, and yet he sees lots of BPO orders coming in. So how can those two things coexist in the same market? What should they be looking for? What is absorption rate? How do you know if you're in a buyer's market,
okay,
seller's market, transitioning market? What do they do with that?
So here's what we're going to do. Julie just said the first one. We're going to give you guys a list of the things that we want you to take strategic action on. And this is going to be your homework. Maybe we'll get through it today. Maybe we'll, you know, take two podcasts. But we're going to give you the specifics. You need to write these things down. There's no such thing as a national housing market. And by the way, guys, even in the absolute horrible bottoms of the housing market back in, you know, during the housing recession, there were still markets in the crappiest markets. Like, you guys think, oh, Detroit was, you know, horrible. And most of it was. But guess what? We had coaching clients that were selling in Grosse Pointe and other parts in, you know, the greater Michigan area, and they were killing it. They were doing fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, oh, Tim and Julie, Las Vegas was horrible. Well, not all of Las Vegas. There are certain areas in Las Vegas that were doing fantastic. By the way, if you guys are not able to use that form, you can just go to joinharris.com, joinharris.com, and you can also then basically fill out that form, get those three free books, and talk with someone about joining Real Estate Coaching Essentials. So the important thing is you know your individual market. So Julie mentioned BPOs. Now, I know not a lot of you are doing BPOs anymore. Maybe you should reconsider that, but doing BPOs is a very powerful way of knowing actually what's coming. And here's what we started seeing about 90 days ago. And remember, we told you this, okay? We started getting emails from all of the BPO companies that we, you know, basically had been associated with, and they were all saying they are desperately looking for BPO agents. Now, I did not initially take that too seriously, to be honest with you, because I just figured that, you know, whatever. That was just some sort of thing, that promotion they were doing. But they kept on going after us, and they kept on asking us, Tim, we need agents in these particular markets. Do you have anybody? So we, you know, spoke with them. We spoke with, you know, I'm talking about the big BPO places. And I started getting information, and they said that the banks have basically been sending them literally thousands of orders for BPOs where they're doing BPOs for people that just missed a payment. Okay? So I want you to remember what I just said. There has been an increase in almost every major market from BPO companies needing agents to do BPOs for housing that's just missed a payment. Those of you who have done or are doing BPOs, when you get a BPO order and the BPO says, do not bother the owner, do not bother the occupant, you know, basically get your picture from across the street, that's somebody defaulting, okay? That's not being done for
Tim,
a refinance.
Let me jump in, not just because there's people going, what in the world is a BPO? Broker price opinion, it's an elaborate CMA, okay? Banks pay agents $50 to $150, depending on your market and what you're doing BPO for, to give a professional opinion on what a fair market value is, okay? So that is an early warning sign. Banks don't just order those for fun, okay? Banks order those after it used to be more than one payment. They would wait, see if they're going to get caught up, you know, send some letters out, whatever. Now, this time around, they are sending it after one missed payment. They tell you don't bother the occupant, okay, because they don't want you getting into that discussion between the lender and the homeowner. BPOs are an early warning sign that something is up in your market. I just wanted to extra clarify, because we have some people that got their license yesterday that are going, what in the world are you talking about?
I get it. So how would you know? You guys get a part of Real Estate Coaching Essentials is we give you a complete list of all the BPO companies. We tell you how to do the BPOs. There's videos on how to do them. There's sample BPOs that are completed. We tell you how to, you know, the whole nine yards. That's part of the coaching program. If you don't know, if you don't have access to that information, I promise you, there's agents in your office that you probably don't even know about that basically make a living doing BPOs. Ask them. But the most important thing is don't hide your head in the sand. Tim, I'm in Manhattan, man. I'm selling stuff that's $3.5 million. Well, guess what? We personally coach some of the top agents in Manhattan, in L.A., in Miami, in all the hottest markets. You guys know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. And they've all told us that their markets are slowing down to a person. Those of you who are not experiencing the slowdown in the market or not believing or not seeing it because you don't know where to look, number one is BPOs. Number two, Julie?
Okay, number two is, and this is a little bit more complicated, I'm going to try and uncomplicate it. How many months' supply do you have on a particular, let's say, your subject property? And you guys should be doing this every time you go to take a listing, and I even advise buyer's agents to know how many months' supply. This is also known as absorption rate. So I'm going to give a really quick example. Months of inventory, or the term absorption rate, measures how fast a market would be depleted of inventory if supply and demand were constant. So what does all this mean? Well, let's just say you're trying to figure out how many months' supply is there on a standard, let's say your next listing is a $250,000 house. Well, if there's 100 homes for sale at the end of the month, and in that same month you're looking at 10 homes sold, well, based on this month's rate of 10 homes sold with 100 homes in supply, you then have a 10-month supply. In other words, you would be advising that seller that we currently have a 10-month supply of homes like yours. Usually you see your days on the market matching fairly closely to that. You'll see a longer days on the market. Well, if there's only 10 homes for sale and 10 sell per month, as some of you guys have going on, you only have a 1-month supply. So that conversation with that seller is going to be far different than the one where there's a 10-month supply. One of our coaches told us, for example, let me just finish this little bit. In, Southern California, $2.5 million on the market and up, there's a 48-month supply right now. That's different than if you have a $450,000 condo with a 1-month supply. Go ahead.
Crap, I didn't know that. Really? 4-year supply? That's incredible.
48
okay,
months, when, yeah.
That's incredible. When you're doing this, guys, okay, Southern California, here, Julie's warning you, it's the beginning of May. She already had this information. A lot of you guys are in Southern California. You should know this too, $2.5 million above, 4-year supply of inventory. That is a surefire sign that that market is about to come unhinged. It happened the exact same way before. When you're doing what Julie said, when you're trying to actually find out, remember, you can do absorption rates in different price brackets to break it down what she said. You know, you can do it from, depending on where you sell real estate, say 100 to 200, 200 to 300. You will find, as you go up, that there's going to be lower and higher absorption rate or month supply, depending on the actual price range. But inevitably, the higher up you go, higher-end homes have always sold slower, but higher-end houses now just aren't selling. Okay? So that is a surefire sign that there's something turning around. Happened the exact same way before every single recession, and happened in a big way. And I remember it clearly, guys, August, September of 07, when Julie and I were on coaching calls, imagine that, and we started hearing all these same types of cracks in the housing foundation. It's happening again. But when you're doing this absorption thing, which she talked about, do not do what most realtors do and take out the distressed property. Do not check or uncheck the box that's including the pre-foreclosures, the short sales, the foreclosures. Those are relevant. And you need to also take into consideration the available supply of new construction, the available supply of spec homes, all of that. You need to look at things from a holistic perspective, as if you were a buyer, seeing everything that's out there to really get a true indication of what's happening in your market. I know, in some parts of the country, you're going to do this, and you're going to send me an email, and you're going to say, Tim, I have 6 days supply of inventory. In all price ranges, no, you don't. That's not true. In all price ranges, you do not have that. And furthermore, did you include distress? Did you include new construction? And as you start to add these things, and I'm looking at downtown Austin, for example, and you know, downtown Austin has, you know, it's awesome, right? But it's not downtown Paris. It's not downtown New York. It's not, you know, London, England. Downtown Austin has, it's trying, but there are towers getting built everywhere. There are cranes getting built. They're up everywhere. When the wind is blowing downtown Austin, you're down there and you see those cranes moving around. It literally makes you nervous because there's so many of them. And then you start nosing around and you see all the developments that haven't even started selling yet. Oh, we're taking reservations, or this, that, or the other. There are droves of them. Then you add to that to the resale. Then you add to it the projects that are approved, but they haven't broken ground. Hey, guys, we've been through this before. We've been through this exact economy and this exact housing market before in the middle of 2007. Why are any of you surprised it's going to turn again? That's the nature of how our economy works because of reasons that we won't talk about, macroeconomic things, the Fed, you know, creating bubbles and the whatever, whatever. We don't have to talk about any of these things because the relevance is how we can help you and how you can apply this information. Point number three, Julie.
Well, so you've got, so far we've talked about the absorption rate, how many days on the market, how many months supply, that sort of thing. So
BPOs.
Now we look at, and BPOs, so the third thing would be your list to sell price ratio, right? So if you've been bubbling around a market most of the time, you're on the buyer side, you have to overbid, you got to go over list. Maybe the average list to sell price ratio for you for a while has been 102%. What does that mean? So you compare the list price versus the closed price, and that'll tell you. So if a home is priced, just to keep the math easy, at $100,000, and you, the buyer's agent, are the winning bid, and you close at $105,000, you have 105% list-to-sell price ratio. A lot of you guys have been living that life. Well, as you watch things and as you watch your own bidding and you see what's selling and you watch your hot sheets, first thing you're going to see is it's going to go to maybe 100%. So it's listed at 100, they get 100. Then you're going to see it goes to maybe 98%. So it's listed at 100, sells for 98,000. And at the same time, we're no longer dealing with multiple offers. Or in some of your cases, we don't have 10 offers, we're down to 3, then it's only one buyer for one listing. So now you're in a transitioning market, it's getting more balanced. So how does this affect you? Well, I wanted to make sure that we're being clear with these guys. It does not mean that you will not be doing any deals because the market's shifting on you. What it means is how you go about advising your clients, how you go about negotiating, how you advise what the expectations should be. If you're still at 105% list-to-sell price ratio, and mind you, that's probably only in certain segments, in certain zip codes, in certain price ranges of your market, if that's what's happening, the way you advise that buyer is far different than the listing appointment you go on this evening that's $900,000, which is on the high end for your market, and their average list-to-sell price ratio is only 93%, and their days on the market is longer, and they probably won't have multiple offers, right? So you've got to watch this and set yourself up to win in terms of advising your clients in such a way that you will actually create a closing for them and for you. So that kind of thing matters. Watch the list-to-sell price ratio. And how are you really going to know? You've got to do that before every buyer contract you write so that you can advise your buyer, especially buyers that like to lowball things, right? So why would a seller accept an offer at 75% of list if the average is 98% of list for them? It just makes you a stronger agent regardless of what type of market you're in. Hopefully that makes sense. Same thing, any listing you go on. I remember, Tim, you know, we would have a general rule of thumb for most of the things that we listed in Columbus, but, man, if you were in, say, the Rosemary micro subdivision, when the bigger market was averaging 120 days on the market, that area, sellers would freak out if it wasn't sold in 7 days or less at full list with multiple offers. Well, that was only like six streets worth of stuff. But you better know your stuff before you go into any appointment or any negotiating situation. Absolutely, of course you're going to make money no matter what kind of market you're in, as long as you know what you're doing. What are you watching? What are the leads that your lead sources? What's the list to sell price ratio? Days in the market, BPO orders, all of these things. Everything we're teaching you on this podcast applies to any kind of market, and of course you can make tons of money. And I would say, Tim, for most agents, wouldn't you agree that a transitioning market or more of a buyer's market is generally a bit of an easier market to make money in for most agents?
Yes.
They just don't realize it. It doesn't look like it. Go ahead.
A little subtext to your previous point. Make sure you guys are using the original list price to the sale price.
Right.
Don't use the final list price to the sale price, because that's going to give you not fair. So you got to look at the original list price, and then the final sold price, the closed price. Don't use the price that was after five price reductions, because then the list to sell price ratio is going to be messed up. Yes, knowledge equals confidence, right? Ignorance equals fear. You guys know that. There's no question about that. That's the reason that some of you guys are feeling really insecure about where you are in your real estate practices. Tomorrow, we're going to give you some more examples of things you need to look out for. We're going to give you some more specifics on what you can do to get educated. And then we're also going to tell you exactly what you need to be doing now to position yourself for a transitioning market. Guys, you can spend all the – here's the bottom line. Let's say for some reason, we're all living in a parallel universe – and the normal laws of the economy don't apply. History doesn't repeat itself, it just rhymes. I forget who said that. But let's just say we're in a world right now where essentially none of the rules are the same. There's not going to be – you can't predict recessions and low interest rates forever. Let's just say we're in some parallel universe and everything we're saying is completely wrong, okay? We are 100% – there's going to be no recession. Prices are going to continue to – it's funny as I say this. I know not a single one of you guys believe what I'm saying, because you guys know it's not true. But let's just say it is. So what? You're better prepared. So what? You're better educated. So be prepare for the worst, hope for the best is sort of the takeaway from today's show. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. That's really critical that you do that. Julie's point about knowledge equals confidence, ignorance equals fear. Those of you who are feeling fear are feeling fear out of ignorance, because you don't know what to do, because you believe the only way you can sell a house is by essentially being an order taker. You don't know how to actually get a seller to reduce their price. You don't know how to actually, work in a complicated negotiation. You don't have that knowledge yet. And maybe some of you are hoping you never actually have to have it, because you thought you'd basically be on the easy street with your real estate license. Please listen to what Julie said. Please listen to what thousands of our coaching clients have experienced. Listen to the reality here. It is actually easier, and I mean that quite literally, to make money in a transitioning market, and even in a market where the values are declining, okay? I know that's crazy to say, but it's true, than it is when prices are increasing. Real quick, the reason why is because when you have knowledge about the market, when you have knowledge that's going to position the seller to get the house sold, in other words, to solve a problem, you'll find yourself standing alone, because not very many other agents will have had that information. When you have the confidence that comes from knowing how to solve a problem, a complicated problem, a short sale, let's say, or somebody doesn't know how they're going to transition from this to that, the other thing, but you know how to solve the problem, you will attract people to you like you cannot possibly imagine. Your knowledge, your skill set becomes the ultimate, that is the thing that people need in a transitioning market. Guys, remember, authentic leadership in uncertain times is absolutely positively where you need to be focused. And the leadership and that confidence, again, comes from your knowledge. You guys write this down. This is your last notes from today. When you decrease people's feeling of being overwhelmed and uncertain, when you actually can become the solution to their confusion, then you will find yourself having more opportunities than you can ever possibly imagine. So do not fear a changing market. Do not fear, even if we have price deflation. Do not fear inflation. Do not fear, period, because you can thrive in any market condition. Julie, anything else you'd like to say to these
guys?
Well,
you know, I want to talk to the skeptics just for a second, because I'm sure that there's at least a few people saying, what's their motivation with all this? Well, let me tell you something. It's an easier market, a transitioning market, a buyer's market, a little bit of the distressed market to whatever degree. It is an easier market for you guys, but let me tell you, it's a lot harder for coaches, because we've got to be extremely timely on all of the changing laws and the practices and the negotiations. It's so much harder for your coaches. So if any of you are thinking that somehow we are subconsciously causing this or wanting it, I am here to tell you, as someone who has taught a loan mod class, BPO cash flow, ASD and RSD, our short sale and our REO classes, it's so much harder than when you guys are all fat and happy throwing offers around and all we have to do is teach you some good price reductions. So for all the skeptics out there, let me tell you, I am coaching you for the potential worst, but absolutely hoping for the best. And as a coach, my job is to make sure that you guys are riding the remainder of the wave while still being frosty and paying attention to what it is that's going around you in your local market so that you can be prepared for whatever happens. And believe me, I hope that multiple high offers and all this great stuff happens for you for as long as you can ride that wave. That is more fun for coaches, let me tell you.
Heck yeah, it's more fun.
So
easier.
I just wanted to share that for the, three or four skeptics that may be out there going,
it's fun having coaching calls where someone says, well, I just listed $1 million house and I received 5 offers. Great.
Yeah, that's good and sold.
Then you get to talk about basically how they're going to organize some party to get the seller. I mean, guys,
yeah,
those are fun coaching calls. Because what becomes challenging for us is, and you guys can, we've lived through this before. Maybe I shouldn't end the show on this, but I am going to be hyper honest with you guys. We have been through this recessions. This is our third or fourth one, okay? We've been through housing downturns. This is this will be our fourth one. The last one was the worst by far. Do I honestly believe this next one is going to be worse and more prolonged? I honestly do. And here's what scares me. And this is the reason that Julie and I are willing to take the risk of telling you guys and being a little early to tell you this information. We had friends. We had coaching clients. We had all kinds of people that just absolutely are financially devastated during the last downturn. Some of you guys listening right now, we originally met at your lowest point. You came to us too late. You know who you are, and some of my coaches are that way. You guys discovered Julie and I after you lost your houses, after you were back on your heels, after you were basically essentially out of options. Okay? You know who you are. Don't let that happen again. That's the reason that Julie and I are willing to, catch the shit that inevitably we're going to catch from doing these series of shows the next 2 or 3 days, and then we'll go back to unicorns pooping rainbows. Because we'd rather have you guys be over-prepared than have it so that you guys aren't prepared. Because the things that we experienced, or we saw others of you experience, I don't want you to experience. We literally had, we knew people that killed themselves. We knew people that, had all kinds of marital problems. We knew people that developed health problems. We know people. All these things happen, okay? In housing, it was a lot worse. If what we're expecting to happen happens over the next 12 to 18 months is when I think everyone's going to be in agreement. There's definitely a shift under. But if what happens, and you are prepared for it, you have the knowledge for it, you know what to do in preparation for it, you are saying, all right, baby, bring it on, not to the point where you're hoping hardship on anybody, but you are confident that you can help solve people's problems. You're like the firefighter that practices every single day. I'm thinking of our coach, Steve, who's a firefighter, mm-hmm. who's somebody who's absolutely positively in peak physical shape, someone, who's ready for the worst. But you know what? He'd much rather stay at the firehouse all day and lay around in his tanning booth or, play cards with his friends. But he is
there you go.
But he is ready.
You'll be hearing about that
if that bell rings. He is ready if that bell rings, okay? And I want you to be ready for that bell, because I promise you it's already ringing. You just aren't listening for it yet. We are. That's our jobs. And if we're not willing to actually risk being wrong, risk the criticism, if we're not willing to do that, then we're not operating within with integrity, and that's not how we'll do business. So there it is, guys. Do not freak out. So tomorrow's show is going to give you more indication on what you can look for in your marketplace. We're going to give you more drill down things. Julie gave you, I think, 4 or 5 points today. Go back and listen to this podcast again. And then the show we're going to do after that, Ms. Julie, since you're the one preparing the notes, mm-hmm. is we're going to give them very specifics on what they can do now. And obviously, guys, the first thing you got to do is you got to increase your knowledge base. You got to learn how to help people. Don't just be the realtor that only knows how to help a buyer buy a house or a seller sell a house. You have to have a wide swath of services to offer. Otherwise, you're going to make yourself obsolete, and we're going to be talking about that, especially on day 3, of the different things, different actions, different skill sets, different ways of doing business that you can be putting in place now. There are, and guys, I'll end with this. I know I said guys too much on this podcast. I'm being self-critical, but I, you know. So here's the bottom line. In every time of change, the greatest fortunes in the world have always been made. During the greatest times of change, that's when the most people, essentially all the richest families in the history of the world, all the fortunes have always been made during times like what we're entering into. Why not have that be you? What did those people know and what did they do with what they knew back then to position them so they could have generational wealth, that they could have an impact on the world in mostly positive ways, hopefully? Okay? That's where I want you guys to shift your mindset. And remember, it all comes down to one thing: being of service to other people, being able to help other people, being able to actually have the knowledge to solve people's problems. Remember, guys, at the end of the day, when you can decrease people's stress and confusion, when you can go into a situation, any situation, and help people feel no longer overwhelmed and lay out the path for them, you are absolutely positively doing God's work. And hopefully we are too, especially over these next few days. If you have any questions, guys, I want you to feel free to email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Remember, the next natural smart thing for you guys to do is just complete that form, and then someone from our team will call you back. We've made this coaching program, a lot of you guys are already in it. Real Estate Coaching Essentials, a no-brainer. We've made it extremely affordable. It's a complete system. It literally is getting updated every day. It's not stagnant. It's going to provide everything that you need for this in the changing market. As Julie said, riding the last bit of this wave. And then it is a coaching program. You do have a call with a coach every month, and you do have a weekly semi-private coaching call, and usually Julie's running those calls. So go ahead and fill out that form. Learn more about the coaching program. Someone from our team will call you back. And when you do get those 3 free books. Have a fantastic day. Do me a favor and please share this podcast with as many other people as you can. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.